Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you on taking up the presidency of this meeting. I wish to assure you of my delegation's full support. Switzerland attaches great importance to Protocol 5 in view of its ability to reduce the number of victims during and after conflict, as well as mitigating the socioeconomic consequences in the long term. The full implementation of the protocol and its universalization should remain, therefore, one of our priorities. As such, we encourage all states, particularly those that are already parties to CTW, to ratify Protocol 5 as soon as possible, and we are grateful to the President for his working document on universalization. Current conflict, including recent high-intensity conflicts, are a source of grave concern and underscore the importance of Protocol 5. The tragic loss of human life and damage inflicted on civilian infrastructure serve to demonstrate the cruel effects of explosives in populated zones. We underscore once again the binding nature of the rules of IHL and condemn all violation of IHL by anybody. President, we regret that Protocol 5 could not have a meeting of experts this year, as has traditionally been the case. We do thank the coordinators for the informal consultations on victim assistance and clearance of ERWs, topics at the heart of the protocol. On the other hand, the safe and secure management of conventional weapons is an effective and important way of avoiding the appearance of ERWs and preventing humanitarian impact. Against this backdrop, Switzerland commends the global framework and the outcome document from the working group, the open-ended working group on the management of conventional weapons. Lastly, Switzerland has been committed for some time in anti-mining action, and this includes ERWs. We have adopted a new plan of action in this area for 2023-2026, which serves to underscore our commitment to pursue commitment in this regard. The struggle to address the mine scourge in the field is at the heart of this action plan. We continue to support a series of affected states, but attend to accord particular attention to Ukraine in view of its demining needs. Since the beginning of the military aggression by Russia against Ukraine, Switzerland has provided more than 50 million Swiss francs to combat mine placement in this armed conflict and has committed a further 100 million Swiss francs for mine clearance in Ukraine over the period 2024-2027. I thank you, President.